This is KUT. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is scheduled to appear at a rally in Austin tonight. That's right, a Republican running for national office is holding a rally in the most liberal city in the state, and it's just 76 days shy of the election. If that sounds like a weird move, it's because it is. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports.
Republican campaign consultants in Texas have a lot of thoughts about Trump's visit to Austin today.
It is weird, and it's just a complete waste of time.
You know, it's a little bit groundbreaking, I guess, is a positive way to put a spin on it. Certainly unheard of.
That was Brendan Steinhauser and Deirdre DeLisi. Both Steinhauser and DeLisi have consulted on Republican campaigns here in Texas. Steinhauser says he's having a hard time understanding what Trump thinks he'll gain from today's rally.
A lot of Republican strategists and operatives and candidates and party figures are scratching their heads with this one, trying to figure out what Donald Trump is up to, what he knows that we don't know about campaigns. Because for us, this looks like a wasted opportunity for him to spend time in Columbus, Ohio, or in Tampa, Florida, or in places like that, which will actually determine the election in November.
Steinhauser says this is the time when candidates are usually spending time in swing states, trying to make electoral math go their way. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has been doing that. In fact, when it was time to pull more money out of the Texas ATM, it was running mate Tim Kaine that came to Austin 2 weeks ago, not Clinton. But beyond Trump's personal appearance for cash, no one really understands why he'd also hold a rally. Steinhauser says, for one, Austin isn't a place where you'd find Republicans anyway.
Yeah, most of the Republican voters are in Harris County, Tarrant County, Denton County, Williamson County, and a lot of other places where you can count those Republican votes. And so if your goal is to try and unify the Republican Party in Texas, you would be spending time in those areas, not in eastern Travis County, where there are very few Republican voters.
And as DeLisi points out, big-time Republican donors aren't here either.
Usually when you have presidential candidates come into Texas to raise money, they're going to places like Houston and Dallas. So I'm a little bit surprised he's coming to Austin for a fundraiser. And, you know, I'm even more surprised that he's staying in Austin to do a rally.
But DeLisi says she doesn't think the rally will be a complete waste of time. Sure, his time could be better spent elsewhere, but national media coverage can still spread his message.
I guess they're working under the theory that all TV is good TV, meaning, you know, he's here in Texas, he's doing a swing through the state, he has some time, why not go do a rally, pack the audience, which he will. He'll have a full crowd.
But that's not enough for people like Steinhauser, who say Trump is working against himself at this point. He says things could be going better for him, even in Texas, but his strategy's all over the place. He says Trump isn't listening to campaign professionals who know how to give him a better shot at beating Clinton in November. And Steinhauser says, as a Republican, decisions like holding a rally in a liberal city 76 days before Election Day are disappointing, frustrating, and even kind of embarrassing. Thoughts he wanted to get off his chest since Trump announced his trip here.
Oh, that felt good. That was kind of cathartic.
Trump's rally starts tonight at 7:30 at the Travis County Expo Center. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.